堂听 class.com。
Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
No one should go into the kitchen until the floor is dry.
Question number two.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Question number three.
I bought this bookcase secondhand.
Question number four.
If only you told me about the problem sooner.
Question number five.
I don't think I've received your letter.
Question number six.
My cousin used to live in the city, but she's just moved to the country.
Question number seven.
I ordered a strawberry ice cream cone, but the waiter brought me vanilla instead.
Question number eight.
If I'd studied longer, I would have passed the test.
Question number nine.
I'm going to leave the rest of the job to you.
Question number ten.
You'll probably feel better if you have some food.
Question number 11.
Some of Mike's friends stopped by last night.
Question number 12.
As she was leaving the room, she tripped on the rug.
Question number 13.
This film seems to have been on for hours, but it started only 45 minutes ago.
Question number 14.
Look it up in the dictionary, why don't you?
Question number 15.
She's unlike Diane to be so inconsiderate.
Question number 16.
To imagine even for a minute that I would do a thing like that on purpose.
Question number 17.
I've already asked the owner about the rent and utilities for this apartment.
Go on to the next page. Question number 18.
The rain will probably let up in a little while.
Question number 19.
Once every other month, the drama club puts on a play.
Question number 20.
Sally certainly won't discourage you from signing up for an exercise class.
This is the end of part A. Now we will begin part B with the first conversation.Question number 21.
I'm afraid I can't go to the meeting tomorrow.
Well, I'm going anyway.
What does the man mean? Question number 22.
I'm sorry I returned your course guide too late to your class at 10.
That's okay. I looked on with a friend.
How did the woman solve the problem?Question number 23.
Would you prefer to work here in my office or go over to the language laboratory?
Neither. Let's forget about it.
What does the man mean? Question number 24.
I had this great idea for my English paper and I'm really excited about sitting down to write it.
Wouldn't it be wise to get Dr. Sampson to approve it first?
What does the woman suggest the man do?Question number 25.
Don't you think the work's been easier this month?
Maybe for you.
What does the man mean? Question number 26.
Did you lose your notebook on Thursday?
Where did you see it?
What does the woman assume about the man?
Question number 27. Do you think Jane could tell me if the literary criticism class will be offered next term?
How would she know? You ought to ask the registrar.
What does the woman say about Jane? Question number 28.
How far is your walk to school?
Miles to me. What does the man imply? Question number 29. Oh, I see you're in the middle of that new detective story. Is it any good?
I can't put it down.
What does the woman imply? Question number 30.
The dentist office called. They've had a cancellation for tomorrow, and they want to know if you can come in.
Well, what did you say? What does the man want to know? Question number 31. I don't imagine you have a pocket calculator I could use.
As a matter of fact, I do.
What will the woman probably do? Question number 32. Projector is out of order, and I need it for my presentation.
It's there in the storeroom.
What does the woman mean? Question number 33.
Could you review my report, sir?
Review yours? I haven't even outlined mine yet. What can be inferred from the conversation? Question number 34.
There's a thunderstorm watch for this afternoon.
Ah, nuts. I was about to drive home. What does the man imply? Question number 35. This is a very nice view of the ocean.
Nice. I thought such views existed only in one's imagination.
What does the woman mean? This is the end of Part B. Now we will begin Part C. Questions 36 through 39. Listen to the telephone conversation. Hello, National Express Courier Company, Customer Service Department.
Hello. I have a question about the cash I'm getting ready for.
Yes, ma'am. What would you like to know?
I have a box of salted cans and a box of onion chips here. It's a birthday present. Do you have any special regulations about delivering food?
Not in this case, ma'am. You were sending perishables like fruit or vegetables, so they would have to be packed specially. There are no rules about cans.
Okay. I have another question. I'm very concerned about the fact that you're meeting my sister on time. Can you guarantee it will be there by the birthday on Saturday?
Where does it have to go?
California.
Saturday's only 4 days away. We have a priority service that's guaranteed delivery in 3 days, but it's more expensive than our regular rate.
Well, I don't want to waste money, but it's more important that the package be there on time.
Okay, bring your package to the office, and we'll send it by priority service.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks very much. Bye.
Goodbye. Question number 36. Why is the woman calling the delivery company? Question number 37. What is the woman sending to her sister? Question number 38. When is the sister's birthday? Question number 39. Which method will the woman probably use to send her package? Questions 40 through 43. Listen to a radio announcer give a talk about gardening.
People who grow vegetables in urban areas must be aware of an invisible enemy in the soil, lead. The lead comes from exhaust fumes of automobiles and ships of lead-based paint. This lead can be absorbed by plants and then by people when they eat the plants. The lead is hazardous to the neurological system, particularly in children under 6 years of age. The risk is reduced if the garden site is located away from roads. It's important to have the soil tested regularly to determine the lead concentration.
One way to keep the lead in the soil and out of the vegetables is to add lime, an organic material rich in bacteria, to the soil. Lead buildup is greater in leafy green vegetables such as lettuce and spinach. So vegetables that bear fruit, such as tomatoes, squash, and cucumbers, should be planted instead. Of course, all produce should be washed carefully before consumption.
Question number 40. What is the speaker's main point about urban vegetable gardens? Question number 41. According to the speaker, why should urban gardens be located away from roads? Question number 42. What is the effect of adding lime and organic material to the soil? Question number 43. According to the speaker, which vegetable probably contains the most lead? Questions 44 through 47. Listen to a conversation between two students.
What a great day, don't you think?
I guess so. I hadn't noticed. I feel awful because I watched television until after midnight last night.
After midnight? Did you watch so late because you were bored? I usually watch TV only if I have nothing better to do.
Bored? No, I was upset because I left my meal ticket in the cafeteria. More than $50 worth of meal tickets down the drain.
So, did watching TV make you feel better?
Well, I felt a bit better while I was watching. You know, it kind of took my mind off my troubles. But after I turned the TV off, I felt disgusted with myself for wasting so much time.
I've had that feeling before.
I had intended to just watch one program, but somehow I couldn't make myself switch off the TV.
Actually, I've read that there's a scientific explanation for that. It seems that there's a part of the brain that processes complex information, but that part becomes less active while watching TV.
That's certainly how I felt last night. Like my brain wasn't very active.
That's not the worst of it. If you watch TV a lot, or for a long time, that part of the brain, the part that processes complex information, shows lowered activity, and you become more and more passive.
Incredible.
Next time you feel upset, you should go swimming. That's what I do, and it always makes me feel better.
I suppose. Right now, I've got to go to the cafeteria and get some more meal tickets.
Question number 44. When does the woman normally watch TV? Question number 45. Why was the man upset? Question number 46. Why did the man feel disgusted with himself? Question number 47. According to the woman, what happens to the brain while watching TV? Questions 48 through 50. Listen to the talk.
Today we will begin a unit on my favorite period of American history, the Civil War. Let me warn you now, I wrote my doctoral dissertation on this topic, so we might end up spending more time than usual on it. In the past, when you studied the Civil War, you've probably learned about the various battles and generals. While they may be important, as far as I'm concerned, such material is not as historically relevant as the political, economic, and social factors that led to the outbreak of this war. In order to explore these factors in some depth, we will supplement the textbook with readings in historical journals. These journals contain essays by several noted historians who wrote about the causes of the Civil War. I put these journals on 2-hour reserve in the library. We'll begin our study by reading the first essay listed in the syllabus. Be prepared to discuss this essay in class next Monday.
Question number 48. When did the class start studying the Civil War? Question number 49. What feature of the Civil War will probably be emphasized in this unit? Question number 50. What will the class do on Monday? This is the end of section 1. Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
My brother's lost 10 pounds since he began the diet.
Question number two.
The newsletter comes out twice a month.
Question number three.
Janet was going into the bank when I saw her.
Question number four.
At the end of chapter three, there are review exercises to hand in next week.
Question number five.
I went to lunch at one, and so did Ellen.
Question number six.
I've gotten used to my roommate smoking.
Question number seven.
Beth proofread her paper and corrected the typing errors.
Question number eight.
I came here to Colorado expecting to see snow everywhere.
Question number nine.
Mark enjoys archaeology, but he's not doing well in his class.
Question number ten.
Didn't Alice do a terrific job on that bulletin board?
Question number 11.
He returned from the gym too exhausted to eat dinner.
Question number 12.
Had she come in for an interview, I would have given her the job.
Number 13.
I missed the first episode of the new TV show, but I hope to watch a later one.
Question number 14.
What was the outcome of the meeting?
Question number 15.
Her application for financial aid was turned down.
Question number 16.
If only we'd taken the train instead of driving so far.
Number 17.
This morning the carpenters installed a new kitchen cabinet.
Go on to the next page. Question number 18.
This is where calculus 2 meets, isn't it?
Question number 19.
We can't have the party this week because the recreation room is being renovated.
Question number 20.
He doesn't exercise because he likes to.
Question number 21.
Do you know anyone who can translate a letter from Spanish into English?
What about the new secretary?
What does the man mean? Question number 22.
Did you hear the pollution report for today?
They say the air is unacceptable. I guess it will be hard to breathe today.
What are they discussing? Number 23.
I missed class this morning. Could you lend me your notes?
My notes? You've never seen my handwriting, have you?
What does the woman imply? Question number 24.
It's 10 o'clock. Is that too late for us to phone Professor Brown about the student council meeting?
Let's hold off till tomorrow.
What does the man mean? Number 25.
Could I get a ride with you to the concert tonight?
I can't go, but you might ask Bob. I think he's leaving around 7:30.
What does the woman mean? Number 26.
I've finally chosen my research topic.
Has your advisor approved it?
What does the man assume? Number 27.
Are you going to play tennis with us today?
I promised Bill I'd go hiking with him.
What does the man mean? Question number 28.
Is the snack bar always this deserted?
It's the end of the semester. Everyone is in the library studying.
What does the woman mean? Number 29.
You ought to see a doctor about that cough right away.
I guess I should. I've been putting it off for days.
What does the woman mean? Question number 30.
I thought you said Kate is in New York.
Oh, no. Next week.
What can be inferred from the woman's response? Question number 31.
Can you fill me in on what we're doing for art history?
We're supposed to be ready to discuss research methodology.
What does the man mean? Question number 32.
Joe's not planning to go to California again this summer.
But with his new schedule, he could.
What does the woman say about Joe? Question number 33.
I don't know if I can make it to the graduation ceremony. Is attendance required?
At one time it was, but not anymore.
What does the woman mean? Number 34.
I hope the view from the balcony is good.
No problem. You can see the stage no matter where you're sitting.
What kind of place are they probably talking about?
Question number 35.
Were you able to reach Lucy at home?
I couldn't get to a phone. What does the man mean? Question 36 through 38. Listen to a conversation between two people at an employment agency.
May I help you?
Yeah, I would like to apply for one of the security guard positions you advertise in the local paper.
Good. May I ask you a few questions first?
Certainly.
Have you ever worked as a security guard before?
Yes, at Shoppers Plaza in San Francisco and at the Regency Hotel here in town.
Well, how many years of experience have you had as a security guard?
A little over 4 years.
Have you had experience monitoring alarm systems?
Yes, I've monitored several types of alarm systems in my previous job.
Very good. You seem to meet our minimum qualifications. Do you have any questions?
Yes. What are the wages and the hours?
The wages start at $8.75 per hour. We have three shifts available, morning, evening, and late night.
Good. I was hoping to get an evening job since I go to school in the morning.
Well, you can write on your application that you prefer the evening shift.
What do I need to do now?
Complete this application form and bring it back to me. Then I'll schedule you for another interview.
Thank you. I'll fill this out now.
Question number 36. What is the woman doing? Number 37. What does the man want to know? Question number 38. Why does the man want to work at night? Questions 39 through 42. Listen to the lecture given by a biology professor.
Well, let me give you an example. A small example of how difficult it is to control the effects of poisons once they enter the environment. A few years ago, 55 owls seriously died in the London Zoo. The zookeepers analyzed the dead owls and found that they had been poisoned by an insecticide. But no insecticide had ever been used near them in the zoo. For a while, the zookeepers were puzzled, but they finally discovered what happened. The owls that died had been fed mice that had been raised in cages at the zoo. Now in the cages, the mice slept on layers of sawdust. The sawdust had been purchased from a construction company to use lots of chemicals to protect the wood from insects. The mice, you see, had absorbed this chemical through their skins, and when the owls ate the contaminated mice, the insecticide accumulated in the owl's body. Eventually, it reached deadly levels, and the owl died.
Question number 39. What is the main topic of this lecture? Question number 40. What did the construction company sell to the zoo? Question number 41. What was the chemical originally intended to kill? Question number 42. What happened to the owls? In 43 through 46. Listen to a conversation between a professor and a teaching assistant.
Hello, Professor Miller. You wanted to see me?
Oh, yes, Tom. Thanks for coming. It's about your work as a teaching assistant. I've just read your evaluation, the ones the students filled out toward the end of the semester.
Yes. Well, how were they?
Would you like to take a look? Out of a possible score of 5, you got a 4.8. That's very high, Tom.
Well, what a pleasant surprise.
When we see such a high score, we generally try to keep the TA on a little longer, and perhaps even ask them to cover more classes. What do you say, Tom? Would you like to handle a double load in the fall?
I sure would, but I don't know if I can. Next fall will be my last semester of coursework for my master's, and I'll be very busy doing research in my thesis. Can I have a few days to think about it?
Certainly. I wouldn't want you to fall behind in your coursework, but I do think you should consider getting more experience in the classroom. You seem to have a real gift.
Thanks for the compliment, Professor.
Let me know by the beginning of next week, will you?
Sure thing. I'll drop by again on Monday or Tuesday.
Question number 43. What does Professor Miller offer Tom? Question number 44. What's Tom's answer to Professor Miller's offer? Question number 45. What does Professor Miller suggest that Tom do? Question number 46. What is the gift the professor refers to? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a talk.
People always seem to be looking for ways to get rich quickly. So when gold was discovered in California in the mid-1800s, hundreds of people rushed in, hoping to get a part of the wealth. Today, gold in California continues to have as much of an appeal as it did over 100 years ago. Modern-day prospectors, in the form of mining corporations, have headed back to the same area to use new techniques for locating the gold that old-time prospectors left behind. These modern prospectors, however, do not have some of the problems the old-timers had. Anxious to seek a vast fortune, many of those early prospectors arrived before law and order were established, and they took full advantage of the situation by cheating and robbing each other. But not everyone looking for gold in those days was greedy. Some people were generous and helpful. One such person was William Waldo. He established a relief committee that collected money and supplies to help save the lives of countless people who were caught in the mountains by early snowstorms before they even reached California.
Question number 47. What did most people hope to find in California? Question number 48. Who are the modern-day prospectors that the speaker mentions in the talk? Question number 49. How does the speaker describe California society during the 1800s? Question number 50. What is William Waldo noted for?